We're learning the Tshuva of Rav Avadia Yosef. We're in Yechavedah, Chelek Aleph, Siman Yud Aleph. Another question about Ilchot Pesach. This dates back to a time when food production was a lot simpler. He wants to know if you have cheese that was made before Pesach, or sardines that were salted before Pesach, without a particular Ashgacha for Pesach. You're kasher. Can you eat them on Pesach? Now the assumption is that how do you salt sardines? You take sardines, you take salt, and that's it. You take cheese, you put the milk in the thing, and that's it. There's no extra ingredients. Nowadays, it's much more complicated. Nobody does that. You have preservatives, and you have flavoring, and you have all sorts of other things that are questionable mitzad Pesach. But what about if it's just salt? Now, this was a problem that existed for many, many, many years. Cheese was made by the non-Jews. Fish was salted by non-Jews. You lived in wherever you lived, in whatever village, not necessarily next to fish. Fish, having fish, going to the market and getting fish was a special thing. So how did they get the fish to you? They would salt it so it wouldn't go bad. So now the challenge is that sometimes, apparently, the salt could have chametz in it. That sometimes it happened that it was ma'orav with chametz. Sometimes there was chametz mixed in with the salt. And so before Pesach, when you want salt to use on Pesach, they would have to go through the salt and clean it. You'd have to get salt that was kasher lePesach. This has nothing to do with the current iodinized salt. That's not our issue. Back in the day, salt had a question about kashrut lePesach because there was chametz mixed in. That's not sukkah. Sukkah is a different issue. Salt, melach, you need melach. Even you can't cook without melach. You're talented, but you need salt. So, right, I'm assuming that salt is necessary. So they would prepare the salt. But what about fish that were made with the regular salt and cheese that was made with the regular salt? This happened all the time, dating back to the times of the Rishonim. And already many of the Rishonim say it's not a problem. Why is it not a problem? For the following cheshbon, there's a math. Look, on Pesach, we know that chametz is a sul b'mashu. Even a little bit of chametz, one drop of chametz, in an entire vat of whatever it is, chametz asur. Pesach, chametz is asur b'mashu. Normally, on the regular year, if a little bit of non-kosher gets into something, we have a concept of bitul b'shishim. If it's less than 1/60th, and you don't taste it, meaning if it's a flavoring agent, it's different. But if it's less than 1/60th, it's batel b'shishim. If one drop of non-kosher gets into a big vat of chamin, not a problem. You have more than 60 drops, not a problem. But chametz is a sur b'mashu. So the Sefer HaMichtam says, wait a minute, question for you. Let's say you made the fish or this cheese before Pesach with salt that may have had chametz. So I would have told you, okay, come Pesach, what do you do? So he says, do the math like this. Before Pesach, it was a little bit, maybe chametz, a little bit, tiny bit of chametz.
It was nullified.
So it was batel b'shishim. The chametz before Pesach was less than 60. Okay, fine. And now it's the same piece of fish, the same cheese. Oh, but shem chametz alav. But there's still a shem chametz alav. I mean, chametz exists for other inyanim during the year. Mostly for korbanos, bet hamikdash, truma. So it's batel b'shishim. A little bit of chametz was batel. It's meaningless. Now come Pesach. Now, you're not talking about a piece of bread. You're talking about a crumb that maybe was batel in the fish or in the salt and then into the fish before Pesach. So now come Pesach. Do you say, look, I know it was batel b'shishim yesterday on Erev Pesach, but now it's Pesach, asur b'mashu. Meaning, you're right, it was batel before Pesach, but it's there. And now on Pesach, it's there. And now I have a problem, because it's asur b'mashu. Where do you say, no? When it's batel, it's nullified before Pesach, eino chozer v'ne'or on Pesach. Do you say the isur, chozer v'ne'or, comes back and wakes up? Meaning, it was batel before Pesach, it disappeared. And now, do you say on Pesach, does it wake up again and say, well, now I'm asur b'mashu, or not? This is a big machloka rishonim. Big machloka rishonim. Do you say chozer v'ne'or, or do you not say chozer v'ne'or when it comes to Pesach? Because before Pesach was batel b'shishim, and now it's asur b'mashu. So the fact that it was batel before, does that matter for Pesach?
You can argue that the issue of the conflict between the two products, it didn't come out.
Correct.
In the picture until right now.
Correct.
So there was no bitul by then. They didn't have any bitul because, you know.
Correct.
There was no chametz and butter. Well, now there is. So as of now, that's what's really.
So correct. So I don't know if Dr. Sackett was referring to this on purpose. on this or not. There's a run on the Darim. The run says, how does bitul work? How do you nullification work? You need to have opposites. When you have a conflict, you have an opposite, so then you can say it's batil. When you have a conflict, so then it's batil. You can have a nullification. But if it's the same, you can't. So he's suggesting that if chametz doesn't exist before Pesach, so then there's no conflict, therefore there's no bitul. Now you don't really care. But on Pesach, it's the first time that there's a conflict, and therefore we assume, the question is, does this relate to what we talked about 2 days ago? Chametz teterebala, chametz isurabala, maybe. But chametz does exist before Pesach, just not legabei hilchot Pesach, legabei Beit HaMikdash. You can't bring chametz into the Beit HaMikdash.
On a second opinion, which says that I suppose you would be able to use it on Pesach in your
hotel. Ein uchozer now, yeah.
You're able to say that it's devil in by essence. What can the Lechatchila have sold as 170 wheat? And Erev Pesach on
the Betel, and I use the second opinion, I use the Correct. So Dr. Levinson is pointing out to another interesting point that you see in the Rishonim here. Some of them are talking about any case, there's chametz in something, and now it was Batel B'Shishim, and now you want to know can you eat it on Pesach. When it comes to these cases, almost all of them say, and wait a minute, you don't know that there was actually chametz in there. It's likely that there is chametz in the salt, but you don't know. And that's the case that the Shulchan Aruch quotes. He quotes, you used regular salt that wasn't checked. So there's another element of safek you don't know. The assumption, though, is that the Shulchan Aruch holds, eino chozer v'neor. Sfaradim hold, eino chozer v'neor, and therefore the chametz doesn't come back. And Ashkenazim hold, yes chozer v'neor, that they're concerned that even though it was batel before Pesach, it can come back. Now, Rav Avadya then goes on to address the following situation. There are many Sfaradi poskim who say, yeah, but on Pesach, we get all nervous. So on Pesach, we're going to be machmir more than the Shulchan Aruch says we should be machmir. Why? Because there's room to be machmir. Ad kedei kach, that there's a line in the Sefer Zachor L'Avraham, he says, v'open shel inyan Pesach, anu Ashkenazim. That he adopts... So it depends how much. Not kol ha-mosif goreya. Sometimes you have to know. Sometimes mosif is good. Sometimes mosif is goreya. You have to know. It's a balance. So the Zachor L'Avraham, right? On Pesach, we adopt all the chumrot of the Ashkenazim. Okay. So that's a question. Gefilte fish is gebrach. So maybe not. Okay? I understand where you're going with that. So Rav Avadya says, takes the opportunity to say, look, the Shulchan Aruch says it's permissible. The Ramah says, it's not permissible. For Ashkenazim, there's no room. Machmir, not allowed. The fact that, not allowed. It was batel before Pesach, doesn't matter. On Pesach, not allowed. For Sfaradim, though, technically it's mutar. He says, you want to be machmir? He quotes the Chida, Etz nuim chokhma lachmir beveto. You can't be machmir in the psak more than the Shulchan Aruch. When the psak is, what is the psak? The Shulchan Aruch allows it. The Shulchan Aruch allows it, you can't be machmir more than the Shulchan Aruch says. Now, you want to be machmir in your home? You want to do more. You want to add in. You have a family custom. You have this. You want to do more. That's wonderful. That's great. It's by Pesach, it's all, you know, the Arizal writes that Chametz symbolizes the Yetzer Hara. We get a little bit extreme. But you want to do that? That's great. But for a Psak Halacha, he says, I'm going to give you a Psak Halacha. This was a radio show. He's writing a Halacha Sefer. You're not allowed to be Machmir more than the Din. So much so, he quotes a fascinating Tshuva from a Sefer called Tshuva Me'ava. The Tshuva Me'ava says, he says, look, a rabbi can make two mistakes. He asks for a psak. He can be lenient. Wait, he should have said no. And he said yes. He made a mistake. He was mekel. He should have been machmir. He should have said no, it's not allowed. And he said it's allowed. Made a mistake. So, alternatively, he could say no when the answer should have been yes. He was machmir shelo kedin, or he could be mekel shelo kedin. Which is worse? He said, you know which is worse? To be machmir shelo kedin is worse. Why? When you're mekel shelo kedin, if I tell you something's permissible, even though it's not, I made a mistake, and you eat it, that's bein adam l'makom. That's between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's fine. Between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I made a mistake in Pesach, and you made a mistake, fine. Yom HaKippur is mechaper, no problem. But if I'm machmir shelo kedin, if I give you a chumra shelo kedin, now it's bein adam l'chavero. Now it's between me and you. Not HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I can't get involved. Even Yom HaKippur is not mechaper, you have to ask for forgiveness from the person. So he says you got to be careful when it comes to these things and not be machmir shelo kedin.